USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're deeply indebted for their service. We again salute their continuing and unfailing bravery on behalf of the Capitol community.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell praising the Capitol Police efforts after they stopped a gunman who was trying to kill Republican members of Congress today on a softball field. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul was there and told MSNBC what he saw.
In the field, I see Representative Scalise is shot but moving, and he's trying to drag himself through the dirt out into the outfield.
House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was shot in the hip by the gunman. He is reportedly out of surgery and in stable condition. Hospital officials told reporters that five people were brought in as a result of the shooting. Two of the people are in critical condition and remain in surgery. We will be continuing to provide breaking news coverage on this throughout the day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Oh, such a good girl.
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
President Trump has told Defense Secretary James Mattis he has the power to decide the troop levels for Afghanistan. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
A U.S. official tells Reuters that no immediate decision has been made about troop levels, which are currently at about 8,400. The move opens the door to sending more troops to Afghanistan. On Tuesday, Mattis told the Senate Armed Services Committee, "We are not winning in Afghanistan right now," and added, "We will correct this as soon as possible." U.S. officials say 3,000 to 5,000 troops may be added.
Jury deliberations continue for a third day in the trial of a Minnesota police officer charged in the death of Philando Castile last summer. Officer Geronimo Yanez faces second-degree manslaughter after he shot and killed Castile during a traffic stop. The aftermath of the shooting streamed live on Facebook by his girlfriend, who was in the car at the time along with their young daughter. Jury members deliberated for 9 hours over 2 days without coming up with a verdict. They must decide whether the use of force by Yanez was justified. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
State officials now being charged in connection with the Legionnaires outbreak in Flint, Michigan. Chris Barnes has the full story.
The Attorney General Bill Schuette has charged Michigan's Health and Human Services Director Nick Lyon with involuntary manslaughter and Chief Medical Executive Eden Wells with obstruction of justice and lying to police. The charges stem from the Legionnaires' disease outbreak in Flint, which led to the deaths of 12 people. The water became contaminated after the city switched their drinking water source from Detroit to the Flint River. There have been charges filed against 15 current and former state and city of Flint officials related to this water crisis. I'm Chris Barnes.
Deliberations are continuing in the Bill Cosby trial. Here's Bill Zenfer with an update.
The jury reported in for day three of deliberations this morning to decide the fate of the 79-year-old Cosby. The jury has put in 16 hours of deliberations since Cosby's defense rested on Monday. Thus far, the jury has asked that some testimony be reread and had one question for the judge. Cosby faces three counts of aggravated indecent assault for allegedly drugging and molesting Andrea Constant in 2004.
The victory parade for the Pittsburgh Penguins is getting underway in downtown Pittsburgh. Hundreds of thousands of people coming out and lining the streets to celebrate the team's second straight Stanley Cup title. The Penguins beat the Nashville Predators 4-2 to become the NHL champions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Good morning. We're going to take a look at the weather right now. It is currently 79 degrees, mostly sunny with a high of near around 83, with southeast winds around 6 miles per hour. Tonight it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 57, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Tomorrow it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of near 78 with southeast winds up to 5 to 9 miles per hour. We're going to get started with the Intern's News Corner in just a few minutes. This is Wyatt Nasinski. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Intern's News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. I'm just going to provide a quick update. Next week, I'm going to be shifting to changing the name of the show to Spotlight on Hunterdon, since I'm no longer really going to be technically an intern, but I'm still going to be continuing the show Wednesdays at 1 o'clock to 2, so I feel it's only fair to, I guess, change the name now. I hope everyone's day is doing good so far. It's been really hot the past couple days, and it's slightly cooler today, but not. Like, I'm still have to have, like, my air conditioning, like, all the way up in my car. And just a small thing. I got my first speeding ticket today, coming in today. Like, I literally pulled into the parking lot, and there was a guy, he was behind me, and the lights were going off, and I'm like, wait, is he here for someone here? Oh, was he here for me? It took me a couple seconds, so I just stayed there parked, lowered my window, just waiting to see what's going on. He came up to me, and it was just uncomfortable. Like, I'm looking there like, okay, my license registration here. I'll take it out just in case, and gave it to him, and thankfully, I didn't get any points on my license, but I did get a ticket. And, you know, it's so weird. I can't even find how much the ticket costs on those things. Like, I look on the back and it's like, has like a small list near the bottom where it says like the list of prices for certain offenses, but like I can't find where mine is on there. Like, wouldn't it have like made more sense to put it like on the front of the ticket? I don't know. It's just, I'm looking at it and I'm just trying to figure it out. I mean, I'm really glad. Hopefully it's not too much. And I don't know. That was just an interesting way to start the day. Let's see. So I guess what I could say the moral of the story today is, don't be careful where you're going, or be careful when you're driving, especially those new drivers out there. I know a couple people, probably a good 3 or 4 friends of mine who don't have their license yet, but are like worried about getting it because of fear of just people on the road, or in a sense, just people in general giving them a problem, like, for example, getting a ticket. And It's really, sometimes it can be a little unreasonable how those tickets are, but most of the time I feel they're justified. Like, I think the only time I've had an unjustified ticket, and this wasn't even a speeding ticket, it was a ticket beforehand, was, I want to say it was last year. It was sometime in January, I believe. And what it is was, I was staying at a friend's house, and overnight I had no idea it was going to snow the next day. And what happened was, I think it was around 4 o'clock, that's when it like really started to come down. And my first instinct was, and of course I didn't know it was out there, so I woke up around probably 9-ish, and my friend's mom came in, and she was like, you got a ticket for being parked on like the road where it said where you couldn't. And I'm like, for what? And she said, it was snowing. I'm like, I didn't even know it was supposed to snow. Was I supposed to instinctively wake up at 4 in the morning and say, I don't know. I guess I didn't really look at the weather that day. I would never have guessed, but it was funny because the person I was staying with was also one of the people who isn't really comfortable with their getting a license or driving, so that's definitely something interesting for you. So right now, today's incident kind of just brings me back to that one incident, and I gotta say, the tickets look exactly the same, and I still can't figure out what the price is, so something I'll figure out when I get home today, nothing big. Hopefully nothing too big. Today's also Flag Day, and I'd like to talk about that for a bit. I'll be honest, today I finally figured out why it's called Flag Day. Did a little bit of research on my own, but it's June 14th of June 14th of every June every year since 1777. And I'll be honest, I didn't know that was a thing because I assumed it was like something that was only more recent, but I guess not, because it wasn't never really celebrated as like a legitimate holiday. It was sort of like along the lines of, I don't want to say Independence Day, but it's like still important at least. It commemorates the adoption of the flag of the United States. And in 1916, that's when it became like an official established holiday. So, I don't know. I thought that was interesting. Thought it was pretty cool to see. Did anything happen recently regarding Flag Day? Yes. Somerset, back on Saturday, had a festival for in the Somerset County Courthouse for Flag Day. It was from 11 to 4, and it was a national naturalization ceremony for 27 Somerset County residents from 16 countries who became U.S. citizens, an emotional and patriotic ceremony run by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. The committee chairman who was in charge of it is Michael Minatis. Somerset County Freeholders Mark Kelliger was the keynote speaker, and Brian Levine and Somerville Elks Lodge 1068 spoke at the flag ceremonies at noon, and there was a reenactment of the historic photograph of U.S. Marines raising the American flag in Iwo Jima, Japan on February 23rd, 1945. So, yeah. That's today's Flag Day, celebration of the American flag. I know there's a bunch of rules. It's like, you can't set your flag on fire, or you can't have it raised during a certain time of the day, or during certain weather. But yeah, it's definitely a thing you can celebrate and, I guess, in a way, honor. So it's the day America became, I guess, American, how we treat ourselves or view ourselves as a American. We're going to take a short break. This is the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nosinski. We'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50
discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site.
Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. Thank you for tuning in today. I know that first segment was a bit different from what I usually do, but I just figured it'd be nice to kind of show my life on a daily basis. What kind of things go on in my life? I don't know. I feel it'd be easier to connect with all of you at home. So without further ado, let's get started with today's events. Ballet Boot Camp, June 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. A day where dancers can prepare their bodies for summer intensives, workshops, and classes. Students will take a dance conditioning, ballet technique, and stretch class, all instructed by Julie Cobble. Julie, a former dancer at Roxy Ballet and teacher at Mill Ballet, will share her extensive knowledge on ballet technique as well as fitness and conditioning with all students. Space is limited. More info at www.millballetschool.com. The Glen Gardeners Women's Club Townwide Garage Sale and the Orthodox Church of St. Gregory Palamas Luncheon, June 24th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's on 5 Church Street in Glen Gardner. The Glen Gardner Women's Club and the Outdoor Orthodox Church of St. Gregory Palamas announced a townwide yard sale and church luncheon on Saturday, June 24th from 9 to 3. The event is rain or shine. Come spend a day in our quaint country town, find bargains and treasures. Stop by St. Gregory Palamas Church at 5 Church Street just off of Main Street in Glen Gardner to pick up a map of the sale locations. The Sisterhood will be serving lunch from 11 to 2 p.m., home-baked goods will also be available. For residents, registration includes a listing of your sale on the distributed map and official sale signage. The signage will be available to pick up at Glen Gardner Borough Town Hall 2 weeks prior to the sale. Please call ahead to make sure someone is in the office at 908-537-4748, or signs may be delivered to your home by request. Just contact onecentral@mac.com. The cost to have a sale is $10 per household if paid by June 16th, or $15 after June 16th. To register, visit www.glengardnernj.org, fill out the registration form, and make the checks payable to Glen Gardner's Women's Club, the Orthodox Church of St. Gregory Palamas, or registration forms will also be available at Town Hall. Two Mills Plain Air, June 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Hunterdon Art Museum, 7 Lower Center Street in Clinton. Enjoy a fun day painting outdoors when the Hunterdon Art Museum and the Red Mill Museum Village team up to sponsor the third annual Two Mills Plain Air Day on Saturday, June 24th. Artists of all skill levels can paint in plain air at one of New Jersey's most scenic sites along the south branch of the Raritan River. Artists are welcome to work with watercolors, pastels, charcoal, or any other media. The day-long event starts at 9 a.m. with light refreshments and concludes with a wine and cheese reception at Ham's Toshiko Takezu Terrace at 4 p.m. One artist's painting will be chosen best in show, as determined by the jurors, and will receive a $100 prize. Honorable mentions will be noted for best watercolor. Oil acrylic and drawing. Cost to register is $35 or $30 for Ham and Red Mill members through June 16th. Cost is $45 or $40 for member afterwards. You can register for the Two Mills Plain Air Day by visiting www.huntardenartmuseum.org or by calling the museum at 908-735-8415. The School's Out Food Truck Festival, June 24th from 4 to 9:30 p.m. at Bunt Park, Red Schoolhouse Road in Lebanon. Join us for a night of live music, wine tasting, and sales by Unionville Vineyards, and most of all, 8 food trucks. From 4 p.m. until 6:30 p.m., Alex Allegra will be performing on stage. Miss Allegra entertains audiences with her original songs, as well as select country classics and country pop favorites. Then at 6:30 to closing, Making Cover Bands Great Again, See the Big Fuss. Pernesia EP Release Party at the Prowlsville Mills, June 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. Prowlsville Mills at the Sawmill, 33 Risler Street in Stockton. Pernesia, formerly known as the River City Healers, is celebrating the release of its debut EP with a full two-set concert. This will be a party to remember, and everyone is invited. Bring your kids, bring your friends, bring your dancing shoes. Many more details, including food, drink, info to come. The show will take place at the beautiful Sawmill at Prowlsville Mills, so there will be plenty of room for mingling and dancing. $10 admission. Our debut EP will be on sale for $10, and kids under 12 get in free. It's going to be 6 to 8 p.m., rain or shine. Pernesia blends vintage jazz with gypsy, klezmer, and folk influences to create foot-stomping, spirit-lifting music. Live jazz with Go Trio, June 29th from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Flemington Do-It-Yourself, 90 Main Street. This is all ages live jazz show with Go Trio features Jean Perla. Perla studied the piano at the Berklee School of Music and the Boston Conservatory before switching to bass. He played with Woody Herman in 1969 to 1970, as well as Tad Jones and Mel Lewis, Sarah Vaughan, Miles Davis, Nina Simone, Jeremy Steig, Elvin Jones, and Sonny Rollins. In the 1970s, Perla founded PM Records and later headed Plug Records. Under his leadership, the labels recorded Dave Liebman, Elvin Jones, Steve Grossman, Pat LaBarbera, and Jerry Bergenazzi. He performed Stone Alliance with Grossman and Don Elias in 1975, and continues to perform and teach at Lehigh University and the New School of Jazz Contemporary Music. For more information, visit www.perla.org. Run-of-the-mill 5K and 1 Mile Woof It Fun Walk, July 29th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Prowlsville Mills, 33 Risler Street in Stockton. Grab your sneakers, maybe a leash and your sense of humor. Join us Saturday, July 29th for our run-of-the-mill 5K and 1 Mile Woof It Fun Walk, featuring adoptable dogs from our good friends over at Animal Alliance in Lambertville, New Jersey. For race registration and event details, visit them at www.prowlsvillemills.org. All right, we got a bit more time. I can start with the news section of today's show. This species of fish has returned to an New Jersey river after a 300-year hiatus. New Jersey was a British colony the last time the American had swam in the Musconetcong River. Colonialists nearly 300 years ago dammed the Delaware River tributary, which straddles the border of Warren County's Pohatcong Township and Hunterdon County's Holland Township just south of Phillipsburg. The dams made the Musconetcong impassable for the shad, which live most of their lives in the Atlantic Ocean, but swim up the Delaware River and smaller rivers that empty into the Delaware each spring to spawn. The Hughesville Dam, a few miles from the confluence of the Delaware and Musconetcong rivers, and several other dams farther upstream were built based on the needs of the time, but no longer serve any purpose. The Musconetcong Watershed Association, in a collaborative effort with state and federal agencies, last summer started an estimated $1.5 million project to remove Hughesville Dam, which once generated hydropower. The work was completed in November. The dam's removal restored the Mesconetcong River to a free-flowing stream for 5 miles before it spills into the Delaware River. The Watershed Association reported Monday that a fisheries biologist with the New Jersey Division of Fish and Wildlife found shad swimming upstream from the site of the Hughesville Dam. Alan Hunt, the association's executive director, calls it remarkable that the shad returned in the first season since the dam's removal. The Hughesville Dam is one of several dams that have either been removed in recent years or are slated for removal in the coming years along the Mesconetcong River. Eric Schrading of the New Jersey's field office of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says in a statement that the shad's return provides validation that dam removal opens rivers like the Mesconetcong to passage of migratory fish. The next Mesconetcong dam targeted for removal is the 32-foot-high Warren Glen Dam, less than a mile farther upstream. It is the largest dam on the Mesconetcong River. By comparison, the Hughesville Dam was 15 feet tall. So it's almost double. Wow. Work on that dam's removal is expected to start in 2018. The Watershed Association on Monday didn't immediately have a cost estimate available for that project. Although the Hughesville Dam was built in 1889, other dams that have since been removed downstream date back nearly 300 years. Among them were the remnants of Rigelsville Dam, which were removed in 2011. All contributed to impeding the shad's migration into the Mesconetcong, the Watershed Association says. The dam removal projects were considered significant enough to warrant a September 2016 local visit from then U.S. Secretary of the Interior. The American shad carries a special place in the history of the Lehigh Valley. Shad runs up the Delaware River, used to be so abundant fishermen waited up to 30 minutes at an Easton and Phillipsburg boat launches just to get on the river, but the population started depleting several decades ago. Confluence of the Delaware and Lehigh Rivers have long been the site of an annual shad fishing contest in the spring. We're going to take another short break. This is the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nasinski. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I have never met with or had any conversation with any Russians or any foreign officials concerning any type of interference with any campaign or election in the United States.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions saying he in no way colluded with Russians. Speaking at a long-anticipated Senate hearing yesterday, Sessions said any such claim would be an appalling and detestable lie. Meanwhile, federal investigators say Russia's hacking of the U.S. presidential election reached much further than first believed. Here's Lisa Carter.
Federal investigators claim there were incursions into voter databases and software systems in 39 states. This is almost twice as many states as previously reported. In Illinois, officials say hackers tried to delete or change voter data in a wave of attacks.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, May is Better Speech and Hearing Month, and we have two people joining us, Dave Gellis, lead guitarist of the rock band Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and also audiologist Dr. Eric Branda. All right, let's start with you, Dave. How did you lose some of your hearing?
Well, a lifetime of exposure to loud music has had a pretty significant consequence for me. I didn't notice it all at once because it's a gradual thing, but it got to the point where I knew something was wrong.
Well, Dr. Branda, obviously you're here to talk about some of the new technology that helped Dave hear now. He can hear birds chirping. What is the new technology and where do we get more info?
So I always advise people to talk to their hearing care professional, like an audiologist. We have a lot of new technology to help hear those sounds people can't hear, suppress background noise, connect to their phones, and you can find out a lot more about this at our website at signiausa.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
A massive apartment building fire in London, where officials now say there have been a number of fatalities. The BBC quoting a fire chief saying the Grenfell Tower fire has claimed a number of lives, but the cause of those deaths is not yet known. 30 people are known to be hospitalized. That tower, which is 24 stories high, seeing fire and smoke on almost every floor. President Trump making it clear again he wants a Senate health care bill passed as soon as possible.
It's time to give American families quality, reliable, affordable health care, and that's what we are working very hard to do.
Trump speaking there in a Rose Garden appearance after a White House luncheon with 13 GOP senators, where Trump said the Senate is working on, quote, a phenomenal bill. Democrats are accusing Senate Republican leaders of writing the bill in secret. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Missouri lawmakers will likely vote next week on changes to that state's abortion laws. A Senate panel yesterday approving three measures that the governor wants turned into laws. One plan would allow pro-life groups in St. Louis to hire only pro-life workers. Another plan would tighten the rules for what can be done with aborted fetuses. And a third would expand the powers of Missouri's Attorney General to prosecute abortion cases. Indonesian officials are warning that ISIS is now gaining a foothold in that nation. Correspondent Bill Zimfer has details.
Indonesia's military chief issued a stern warning. He says ISIS has a presence in nearly all provinces in the country, including sleeper cells. Governments across that region have been on alert since ISIS-linked terrorists overran a city in the southern Philippines 3 weeks ago. Indonesia is the world's largest Muslim-majority country and is believed to be home to a substantial number of ISIS sympathizers.
Meanwhile, President Trump is authorizing Defense Chief Jim Mattis to set troop levels in Afghanistan, a U.S. official telling Reuters no immediate decision has been made about troop levels, which are currently at about 8,400. The move opens the door to sending more troops to Afghanistan. And jury deliberations in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial continuing. Yesterday's full day of deliberations did not result in a verdict. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nisinski. And man, it is still very hot today. It was hot the past couple of days, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop. Finally hitting summer, guys, ladies and gentlemen. So let's continue off with the Conservation Foundation announces plans to preserve 269 acres in Sauerland Mountains. An agreement to purchase a parcel of land in East Amwell Township will bring together over 1,000 acres of land into one contiguous swath of preserved countryside in the Sauerland Mountains region. On Tuesday, to celebrate Open Month Space, in June, the New Jersey Conservation Foundation announced its plans to purchase 269 acres in East Amwell Township from John Higgins. Lisa McCollum, Assistant Director of Land Acquisition at New Jersey Conservation Foundation, said the new addition will join together 151 acres of preserved land in Hunterdon County and 622 acres in Somerset County. The new addition sits between the 151 acres on North Hill Road and the 622 acres in Somerset County. The exact price of the land is still being negotiated with the landowner. McCollum said the Green Acres fair market value of the land is $4,256,500. The Hunterdon County freeholders recently voted to have the county pay half of the Green Acres fair market value price. The 1,000 acres of land includes woodlands, a lake, farm fields, and tributaries which flow into the Neshannock River and then into the Raritan River, a source of drinking water for over 1 million New Jerseyans. Bill Kibler, policy director of Raritan Headwaters Association, said the preservation of the land will play a role providing clean drinking water to residents in Hunterdon and Somerset County. The New Jersey Conservation Foundation plans to hire a consultant to help plan a trail system throughout the reserve, but the preserved property is currently available to the public for walking, horseback riding, bird watching, and more. New Jersey Assemblyman Jack Citaro attended the announcement to celebrate the plans for the addition to the preserve. Let's not just use taxpayer dollars to keep this the Garden State and the very green state. But let's give taxpayers access to open land because it's beautiful, he says. When I hear the idea of trails being put in place, there being public access, that's really important part of this calculus. Funds are still being raised for the purchase of Higgins land. Michael Byers, executive director of New Jersey's Conservation Foundation, said the purchase of the land will be complete sometime next year. The New Jersey Conservation Project has purchased land from John Higgins in the past, including 151 acres in East Hamwell, which they produced earlier this year. The preservation project is funded by the New Jersey Conservation Foundation, Harnan County, New Jersey Green Acres Program, East Hamwell Township, Raritan Headwaters Association, and Hunterdon's Land Trust. Governor Chris Christie is returning to Phillipsburg next week. New Jersey's governor will be back in Phillipsburg next week to help cut the ribbon on a new drug abuse and mental health outpatient facility. The ceremony for Freedom House at 427 to 429 South Main Street is scheduled at 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on Monday. The ribbon cutting is planned for 11 a.m. The gathering will include tours and a meet and greet with the staff. Freedom House, based in Clinton, provides long-term residential treatment, transitional living programs, and outpatient services. Another facility is in Glen Gardner. In his last year as governor, Christie has focused on drug addiction and treatment and is chairing a presidential commission on opioid abuse. This will be the governor's second stop in the Phillipsburg area in less than a year. He spoke in a September ceremony for the new Phillipsburg High School as well about this. Farmers get money to fence out hungry deer. Yeah, it says, not now, deer. Very clever. Last year, John Mellick, a 10th-generation family farmer, learned the hard way that kind of fruit tree deer prefer above all others. Cherry trees, 400 of them, planted on 60 acres that were fenced on three sides but not a fourth. Or Mellick's new orchard has a baseball field as well. While older trees and other orchards held their own against the deer, the cherry saplings were under constant assault by deer. In the continual battle of man versus deer, Mellick's town farm, based in Oldwick, will be among the 12 farms in 12 countries that will share nearly $500,000 in state grants for fences to protect their crops. Grants to 32 commercial farms range from $3,618 to $20,000 to build fences around ground crops and newly planted orchards. The grants pay for half the cost. The farmer foots the bill for the other half. Mellick's fences are wire netting attached to poles every 16 feet to a height of 8 feet. If you just go 6 feet, they can jump over that, he said. I can assume. The grants have been given every year since 2005 in an attempt to reduce damage to crops, which is estimated to cost New Jersey farmers anywhere from $5 to $10 million a year. An estimated 70% of crop loss from wildlife can be blamed on deer. Deer love ground crops. The leaves of younger fruit trees and the corn silk surrounding an ear of corn. Burlington and Morris counties each have 6 farms receiving state funds, while Monmouth has 4 and Merker and Warren have 3. Sussex, Atlantic, and Hunterdon each have 2 farms with awarded funds, with 1 farm in Bergen, Middlesex, Cumberland, and Atlantic counties. Fencing is now an essential part of farming in the Garden State, a condition that wasn't always that way, says Mellick, whose family has farmed in the same area for 10 generations. My grandfather, my great-grandfather, they never needed this protection. While hunting is an obvious tool to reduce the deer population, the timing doesn't work out well. Farmers need deer removed in the spring and summer when their emerging plants are most vulnerable. Hunting season is late in the year, he says. Farmers can and do hunt at other times of the year using what is called a depredation permit. It allows for farmers or their agents to shoot deer that are a threat to crops. Mellick himself kills maybe 1 deer each growing season, mostly those that have found a hole in his fencing and become daily visitors. We try to stay ahead of the problem, he says. Restaurant hosting fundraiser for train accident victim's family. Friends and family of the man killed in a train accident last week will gather Monday to raise money in his memory. Michael J. Beeman Jr. of Phillipsburg was off-roading on train tracks Friday evening with at least one other person when a Norfolk Southern freight train struck him from behind on a trestle in town. He was a loving son and brother, said a devoted father and fiancé, the 22-year-old's obituary says. His sister and brother-in-law started a GoFundMe account. The obituary also said the family has organized a fundraiser scheduled for 6 to 10 p.m. on Monday at Quaker Steak and Lube on Route 22 in Pohatcong. Beeman worked at the Pohatcong Wawa and was a fan of the New York Giants and MMA fighting. Dirt bikes and snowmobiles were among his hobbies, as well as fishing, camping, and the outdoors in general. A visitation will be held 6 to 8 p.m. Friday at Doyle Delvin Funeral Home, 695 Corliss Avenue in Phillipsburg. Funeral services will be 11 a.m. Saturday at the funeral home. Other memorials can be made to the family via the funeral home. Perfect day for polo at Harnan County Farm. Fieldview Farm hosted the annual Harnan Polo Classic on Saturday. This year's event benefited the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, Harnan County, Harnan Art Museum, Harnan Prevention Resources, Riding with Heart, and the Toshiku Takezu Studio Project. The Harnan Polo Classic combined polo with family-friendly tailgating, classic cars, traditional entertainment, as well as tailgate and hat competitions. The day included the traditional divot stomp, a demonstration by the Tewksbury Foot Bassets and the Essex Foxhounds, and tailgate award presentations during intermission, and the Quakertown Fire Company's raffle drawing was held at the end of the match. The raffle was followed by an awards ceremony, including team awards, most valued player, best playing pony, the Bruce Neinstedt Perpetual Cup, and champagne toasts to the teams. Enthusiastic readers honored. On May 24th, the Harnan County Librarians Association presented 13 students with enthusiastic readers awards during a ceremony held at the Harnan County Library in Flemington. Each year, the library presents the awards to students in recognition of their enthusiasm for reading and sharing books, reading independently on a voluntary basis, how they use books, and their use of school and public libraries as nominated by their teachers and libraries. All right, we're going to take another short break. This is the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nasitsky. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntardenhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntardonhealthcare.org.
Hello, welcome back to the Interns News Corner. I'm your host, Wyatt Nasinski. We're going to finish off the news. We've got three more stories to talk about. Odyssey team competes at world competition. Their creativity and problem-solving skills led a team of students from Tewksbury Township to a 10th place finish at the 10th place at the 2017 Odyssey of the Mind World Finals, a worldwide creative problem-solving competition. A team from Edison Intermediate School in Westfield took home the top prize in the world champion title. Odyssey of the Mind challenges teams and students to work together and solve a predetermined problem of their choosing and present their solution to a panel of judges at competitions. Students have their choice of five problems that they take months to prepare for, but at competition they must also provide answers to a problem given on the spot. Winners are chosen for each of the five problems. The Tewksbury team members, Olivia Donnery, Anthony Formica, Petra Carnau, Van McGregor, Miles Pereira, and Philippe Souza, representing Tewksbury Elementary and Old Turnpike Schools, chose Catch Us If You Can as their long-term problem. The group created a skit based on the three vehicles they built traveling to a secret rendezvous point, which include writing a script, making costumes, and building props from recycled materials. Teams were judged on their creativity and how well they integrated themselves into the skit. Police from Hunterdon take part in Special Olympics Torch Run. Members of Hunterdon County Police Departments, the Prosecutor's Office, and State Police Troopers took part in the 34th Annual Law Enforcement Torch Run on Friday in support of Special Olympics New Jersey. The Hunterdon County leg passed down Route 31 during the afternoon. Over 3,000 officers from 340 New Jersey Police Departments participated in the run this year, which covered 26 routes and 750 miles through more than 300 towns. The officers, who raised more than $3.7 million in 2016 for Special Olympics, carried the Flame of Hope, which is used to light the Special Olympics New Jersey Cauldron at the opening ceremony, held Friday evening at the 2017 New Jersey Special Olympics Summer Games at the College of New Jersey in Ewing. More than 2,500 athletes are expected to compete in sports, including aquatics, gymnastics, powerlifting, softball, tennis, and track and field. Freeholders designate Hunterdon a Purple Heart community. Commemorating the 73rd anniversary of the historic D-Day invasion and recognizing the sacrifice of all military members who have been wounded or killed while serving the nation in a time of war, the Hunterdon County Freeholders declare the county a Purple Heart community during their meeting held Tuesday. Joined by members of the Chapter 700 of the Military Order of the Purple Heart, including D-Day veteran Richard Betts, the Freeholders approved resolution. We who live in freedom owe an unpayable debt to those who have risked their lives and sacrificed so much to protect our nation, particularly the Purple Heart awardees who were wounded or killed in the line of duty, said Freeholder Director John E. Lanza. The Freeholders are honored to join with communities throughout the country in having our county designated a Purple Heart community. Vietnam veterans who are members of Chapter 700, U.S. Marines Kevin Cahillan, Adam McCow, and John Paulus, and U.S. Army veteran Joseph Diaz joined Betts, a Navy veteran, in presenting several road signs that will be placed on various county roadways, recognizing Hunterdon County as a Purple Heart community. The resolution states, the Purple Heart signifies the sacrifices made by many generations of United States military. The Freeholders do hereby proclaim that honor and gratitude be bestowed upon Purple Heart recipients and all veterans who risked their lives for our freedom. The Purple Heart, first awarded during World War I, is the oldest military award still given to U.S. military members. It is awarded to any member of the armed forces of the United States who has been wounded or killed while serving. And that covers today's news, which means the show is just about over. Thanks again for listening in. We're going to, even though the title's going to change for my show starting next week, it's still going to be the same content that you all know and love. Happy Flag Day, everyone, and we'll see you all next week. This was the Interns News Corner with Wyatt Nisinski.
In. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933. Or go to PRE-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
A massive apartment building fire in London, where officials now say there have been a number of fatalities. The BBC quoting a fire chief saying the Grenfell Tower fire has claimed a number of lives, but the cause of those deaths is not yet known. 30 people are known to be hospitalized. That tower, which is 24 stories high, seeing fire and smoke on almost every floor. President Trump making it clear again he wants a Senate health care bill passed as soon as possible.
It's time to give American families quality, reliable, affordable health care, and that's what we are working very hard to do.
Trump speaking there in a Rose Garden appearance after a White House luncheon with 13 GOP senators, where Trump said the Senate is working on, quote, a phenomenal bill. Democrats are accusing Senate Republican leaders of writing the bill in secret. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is having our biggest Craftsman sale of the year, just in time for Father's Day. Now through Monday only, find over $600 in savings on our best Craftsman products throughout the store, including hand tools, power tools, tool chests, outdoor power equipment, and more. Hurry in now for the biggest Craftsman sale of the year, only at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores and include instant savings for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Missouri lawmakers will likely vote next week on changes to that state's abortion laws. A Senate panel yesterday approving three measures that the governor wants turned into laws. One plan would allow pro-life groups in St. Louis to hire only pro-life workers. Another plan would tighten the rules for what can be done with aborted fetuses. And a third would expand the powers of Missouri's Attorney General to prosecute abortion cases. Indonesian officials are warning that ISIS is now gaining a foothold in that nation. Correspondent Bill Zimfer has details.
Indonesia's military chief issued a stern warning. He says ISIS has a presence in nearly all provinces in the country, including sleeper cells. Governments across that region have been on alert since ISIS-linked terrorists overran a city in the southern Philippines 3 weeks ago. Indonesia is the world's largest Muslim-majority country and is believed to be home to a substantial number of ISIS sympathizers.
Meanwhile, President Trump is authorizing Defense Chief Jim Mattis to set troop levels in Afghanistan, a U.S. official telling Reuters no immediate decision's been made about troop levels, which are currently at about 8,400. The move opens the door to sending more troops to Afghanistan. And jury deliberations in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial continuing. Yesterday's full day of deliberations did not result in a verdict. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time is 8:07. It's time for Hunting Chamber Radio weather. Well, we got through the major part of the heat wave, but it's going to take a couple more days to get out down to the bottom of it. Right now in Flemington, 73 degrees, overcast skies, a 10% chance of precipitation. Today is June 14th, it's Flag Day. Mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Isolated showers and thunderstorms, not as warm, with highs in the lower 80s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming east this afternoon, chance of rain is 20%. Mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, colder with lows in the upper 50s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s tomorrow, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Friday, cloudy, a chance of showers, highs in the lower 70s, chance of rain 50%. Saturday, mostly cloudy, patchy fog in the morning, chance of showers, and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high around 80. And showers and thunderstorms on Sunday as well, highs in the 80s, 60% chance of rain. Monday, same thing, 70% chance of rain. Tuesday, the 20th, mostly sunny, a 40% chance of showers, lower 80s. Temperatures in our area. 73 in West Amwell, 73 in Lambertville, 72 in Frenchtown, 73 in Pattonburg, 73 in Lebanon, 70 in Washington Township, 68 in Asbury, 69 up in Morristown. Good morning, Hunterdon. It's Hunt Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Unitel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day. Going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though. Of course, we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by Chamber of Commerce. All about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Little stars and stripes forever. It is Flag Day. You kind of forget about this one. It sandwiched right in between Memorial Day and July 4th. But we get kind of three in a row there every 2 weeks. So, got to pay tribute to the flag. It's an icon, a symbol of our country, not just of material. I heard a couple days ago that Puerto Rico had voted to become a state, but needs to be a congressional move. Wouldn't it be odd? What would that flag look like with 51 stars? I haven't seen a change